Day weekend, of course, coming up here this weekend, and that usually means folks are gathering in perhaps local cemeteries or different types of venues to observe different opportunities to remember those folks who served. Steve Livengood is in with us here this morning. He has, over the last several years, been helping to organize the local service here in Atlantic. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, Jim. Absolutely wonderful. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Well, I had to.
You know. You had to be here anyhow?
Yeah, I had no choice.
Well, we do appreciate it.
Well, you know, I did have to get out of bed to get here this morning. I want to talk a little bit about, we've gotten a lot of notes here in the last few weeks about services being canceled and different things with regard to the COVID-19 situation. Some folks just not wanting to gather and just kind of put it on hold. You've got a lot of folks that show up to these events and organize these events that fall into high-risk categories. You guys have struggled with those same decisions.
You know, it's not something that you can just say, well, I think tomorrow we're going to do Memorial Day. It does take a lot of planning, and we have to figure out whether we can do it or not. I remember when I first got the guy that did it, and I always wondered, who has to make that decision on whether it should be inside or outside, depending on the weather? And I found out it was me. And then I thought, well, that's a pretty tough job to decide. No, actually, it can be a little more difficult than that. Sometimes you've got to decide, do we even do it? And that's a really tough decision.
Well, and especially due to the nature of these types of observances. Boy, you hate to not do something like that.
You know, if we don't do it this week, but we're going to do it next week, or yeah, let's not do it today, but we'll do it tomorrow, that's understandable. But, you know, we're not going to do Memorial Day this year, meaning we can't do it next month. It's Memorial Day. I mean, so you have to do it on the day that you do it. And hope that if you don't do it that day, that year, that you can come back and do it again next year.
Well, I remember, maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, a flustered Steve Livengood walked out here to my office and said, what do you think?
Yeah.
Did you have those discussions with a lot of folks?
I did. I sent out an email, blind carbon copy, to folks so we wouldn't get some peer pressure. You know, I'm looking for ideas, and I still have that question today that I'll have to figure out tomorrow. You know, what are we going to do with the flags in the rain, that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's tough being the guy that makes the decision, and I relish input from other folks. Yeah. What's your opinion?
Did you get much?
Some. And then some I need to, is this mic on kind of thing? You know, I'm not sure they got the message.
I understand. I assume that's why you walked into my office, because I didn't respond to the email.
Yeah, I couldn't go see everybody.
I wasn't quite sure how to come to that, but it is a serious thing. These are serious and solemn opportunities for folks to remember those who served, to allow us and sacrifice, to allow us to be able to enjoy the things that we enjoy, even in times of a pandemic.
You know, it is. It's difficult to believe that we've been doing Memorial Day for 100 years. And to my knowledge, this is the first time we really haven't done Memorial Day. And so we have to. And yes, it's like I said earlier, you can't do it next month because everything will be fine then. It's the day that you have to do it. It's pretty tough. But if you look at it, what it is that we're doing, recognizing those veterans, really wasn't much for what they had to put up with. I mean, it's pretty simple then.
Yeah. So tell folks, what are we doing then this weekend?
Well, I really don't know. Okay, what we're going to do, I caught a couple of years ago some flack for the cemetery not being decorated with flags on Memorial Day weekend. It's not a Memorial Day weekend, it's Memorial Day. There just happens to be a couple days that fall before then. The flags that we fly out at the cemetery are actually casket flags from veterans. Many of them have their names on them. They're 5x9 cotton flags. They're not designed to be flown. If they get wet, if the wind blows, we lose them. We don't lose a flag. We lose probably 100 flags. So that was kind of tough for me to decide whether I should actually put those irreplaceable, covered a veteran's casket at one time flag or not. Anyhow, we're going to put the flags up tomorrow evening at 5:00. That's a big process. There's 100 flagpoles out there, more or less, and that's a big process. We have to put the flags up at full staff all the way to the top, because at half mast, the only time they're at half mast on Memorial Day is that morning. So we'll put them up Friday evening, 5:00, full staff. Monday is Memorial Day. They have to be at half mast that morning. So we have to show up Monday morning and drop them down to half mast. Noon, they go back up to full mast. This is all Memorial Day stuff. So at noon, we'll put them back up again. And then at Monday evening, we'll take them down, store them, and repeat next year. So yeah, 5 o'clock Friday, put them up. 7 o'clock Monday, drop them down to half mast. Noon Monday, put them up. And 5 o'clock Monday evening, take them down. All right, what about before then? It's kind of easier to say what we're not going to do. We're not going to have the high school band there playing music. We are not going to have a speaker. I thought about asking somebody to speak, and then I thought they're going to go to all this trouble to prepare this speech, and then nobody's going to be there. We will not lay the wreaths like we normally do, those 17, 18 wreaths that we lay. And that's a wreath layer issue. A lot of those guys that lay those wreaths, probably recall last year we put a sidewalk in because those guys are fairly unstable. So those are the guys that are really kind of in danger with this pandemic we've got going on. So we're not going to lay wreaths. The wreaths will be there, but we're not going to lay them. We will fire 3 volleys. That's not a 21-gun salute. That's 3 volleys of rifle fire. We will play taps, and we will start the episode with the cannon fire. So if you're downtown and you don't want to actually come out to the service because all we're going to do is fire and play taps, you'll know when we start it because you'll probably hear the cannon. And at 12:05, we will have a couple of guys have said that there will be a flyover. So other than that, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So, but if folks would like to come out and observe any of that, are they welcome to?
They are welcome to. Of course, it's a public cemetery. Can't keep them there. And I really wouldn't encourage keeping them from being there. Yes, they can certainly come out. There'll be no chairs. There'll be no sound system. They can watch. I'm assuming people will be out there as early as, well, they've already been there because you can tell that with the flag. The graves are already decorated. So absolutely, you can come out and watch. Keep your social distance. I hear a lot on the radios and the news about stay in your vehicles and that kind of thing. It's a cemetery. There's not really a lot of places where you can stay in your vehicle and see what's going on. But I'd encourage that.
Well, but there is plenty of room to distance.
Yes, there is plenty of room to distance. It is a cemetery. It's a pretty big place.
What time?
What time? Noon on Monday is when the service will actually start. Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, as part of the service each year, too, we always honor those that we've lost.
Yes.
In the last year. I know you have a list here this
morning. We do. I read the list every year, and it's important for me to explain that this list is only the services that the Atlantic Color Guard has done since last Memorial Day. This is not the list of the veterans that have died since last Memorial Day. This is not the list of the veterans that are out there. This is only the ones that the Color Guard has done since last year. This year there's 15 of them. The first funeral that we did was the 31st of May of last year, so about 2 days after Memorial Day we did our first funeral. Lawrence Worth, Gary Sheridan, Dan Grover, Howard Reed, Everett Britson, Russell Skip McNeese, Donald Berry, John C. Molgaard, Wayne Jensen, Richard Rick A. Stone, Joe Muherder, David Smith, Don Pelzer, Wayne Farley, and Clayton Ellingson. The last one was the 6th of May. I'm assuming that we won't have any in the next couple days, but it's possible. But 15 of them since last year.
Okay. As far as the future goes, this is a temporary solution to a temporary situation, we hope.
Without a doubt, yes. I'm sure by next year at this time, we will have figured out, if things aren't normal, how we're going to do this. We'll have something going next year. Please don't forget to come out next year, or at least pay attention to what's going on next year.
And, of course, none of this precludes you from just spending at least a little bit of time, maybe in silent reflection during the course of your day, maybe with your family or friends or whoever you might be with, just to remember those who did, of course, sacrifice all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not about you can't do it if there's not a program. You can do it if there's not a program.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot to think about this time this year too. So, if you want to be a part of that in the future, of course, they're always looking for some volunteers to help out, I suppose.
You know, always. It takes a lot of work to put those flags up and down and everything else. Yeah, we're always looking for work for the flags, if nothing else. Guarantee you can do social distancing out there, because there's not a flag within six, or flagpole within 6 feet of another one.
Okay, very good. Steve, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it, and thanks for all we have to go through each and every year to put all this stuff together.
Doesn't it make life interesting?
It looks so easy from the outside.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
You betcha. Appreciate it very much.